And it's people in your neighborhood. And this morning, I am joined by Christy Honeywell. She's the Pier City Administrator. And good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm pretty sure this is the first time I've ever met you.
So, I think it is.
Yeah. So it's good to meet you. And thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks. I really appreciate coming in for the mayor today.
That's right. So the mayor must be pretty busy.
He is. He's out in the hills this weekend.
Oh, so he is. So what's going on in Pier?
Well, I thought I'd talk about a couple things that are happening in the Parks and Rec department, if that's okay. First, I just want to invite everybody to, we are starting our annual hydrant parties. We actually had one last week, but we have two more coming up. These are hosted by the Recreation Department and the Pier Volunteer Fire Department. The next one is Tuesday, July 16th at Brant's Pond Park. And the one after that is Tuesday, July 23rd at Harrison Park. Weather permitting, of course, hopefully it won't rain. They start normally at 6 p.m. and go through 7:30 p.m. Each party has super soakers, fire hoses, purposed as oversized sprinklers, and popsicles that are provided by First National Bank. So we're really excited about that. They're free to the public, and the kids seem to love them. We've done this maybe 2, 3, 4 years, something like that. So we'd invite everybody to come out for that.
I'm telling you, the weather we're going to be getting the next few days. I mean, it's like perfect. I mean, just perfect for hydrant parties.
Yeah, we finally got some heat.
Yeah, I had to wear a jacket on the July 4th. It was kind of weird.
That's true. I did too. So the other thing that I wanted to tell everybody about is our outdoor pool hours have changed. Just based kind of on traffic patterns when people are coming in, and we really wanted to make it a little bit more convenient for people. So beginning last Monday, open swim is Monday through Friday. We changed the time a little bit. It's 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then we close for a little bit and then reopen again at 6:45. And that session starts and goes through 8:45 p.m. A little bit different for Saturdays and Sundays. We're expanding the hours. We'll open both of those days, 12 p.m. and go through straight to 8 p.m. So again, I think the pool is it seems to be a really good deal for the community. I've heard a lot of really positive things. So based on that, I just really would invite people to come out. Have you been to the pool yet,
Wayne? I have not.
Oh, you have to come.
It's like, it looks like, I'm telling you, it looks really fun. It's like a lazy river, and I've seen it, but I haven't been in there yet.
You should. And then, so we also have different things going on at the pool other than open swim. So in the mornings and the afternoons, but in that time period, 6:45 5:30 to 6:45, you can do water walking classes. Well, we have water walking and we have aerobic classes and all kinds of things. So there's really a lot of different things for people to do at the pool, and I really encourage people to come out.
Do they offer swimming lessons?
They do. We do have swimming lessons. Yep. Every day during the week. Yes.
I can't swim.
You can't swim.
I cannot swim.
Well, we have to get you into swimming lessons.
It's not that I don't know how. It's just every time I try to swim, I end up sinking like a rock.
Oh, well, that's not good.
No, it's not.
Could get in the Lazy River, so that'll be a lot of fun. It's only 3.5 feet, so you should be good.
Yeah, I'd be good with that. I think I'd be okay with that one.
Sure.
So I need to go out there, especially before the summer's over, because, you know.
It is. I can't believe the summer's halfway over now. So
I know. When did the kids go back to school? Is it August?
It's in August. I think it's mid-August. I'm not really sure what the date is, though.
Wow. It's like my daughter, she's in China. They just got out of school for summer break this week. They only have a month.
Kind of late.
They only have a month for summer break.
Our kids are a lot more fortunate than that, so.
Yeah. So anything else going on in Pier everybody needs to know about?
I think I would just tell people this time of year, you know, the mosquitoes start to get a little bad and the crews go out and spray. We try really hard to make sure that we're spraying. You know, we monitor and test those. We kind of have a three-prong approach, I think, as far as that. We do larvicide. We try to eliminate breeding areas where you don't have a lot of stagnant water. And then we also fog. So just to let everybody know that you'll hear the trucks going around at night. So we are trying to treat those mosquitoes in town.
And also, everybody, if you're out and about, like especially hiking and everything, you know, put on some mosquito repellent. because I don't know if you heard her on the news or not, but there was a confirmed case, a human case of West Nile found in South Dakota.
I didn't know that.
Yes, there was one. So, you know, it's just be safe and go when you go outside and just make sure you put on some mosquito repellent.
Absolutely.
But you should anyway. But I mean, it's and ticks against mosquitoes and ticks. There are ticks in South Dakota, aren't there?
There are.
Okay. I wasn't sure if there was or not.
Yeah, there are.
I think they're pretty universal, I think.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me today.
Well, it was good to meet you.
Yeah, you too. And, I'll be back again.
And look forward to seeing you again.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for letting us give an update on
sure.
what's going on.
And if anybody has any questions, they can always call City Hall. Just ask for Christy Honeywell or anybody else in City Hall that might help you in any particular area. We're always willing to take calls and answer any questions anybody has.
Well, okay, that's great. Well, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.